Millennium of Music presents Spotlight on the Netherlands, 10 weeks of concerts from the Holland Festival of Early Music in Utrecht. Produced by Radio Netherlands Worldwide. Check our website, rnwclassical.com. Your host, Robert Aubrey Davis.
We have been celebrating the Holland Festival of Early Music 2011, thanks to our friends at Radio Netherlands, for many, many weeks. We will turn this week to the world of the secular, and not so much instrumentally, although there will be some interesting instrumental pieces, but the dance and some of the secular songs from roughly around 1500 to 1520 or 30 or so. It's a concert featuring the ensemble Capella della Torre, conducted by Katharina Boimel. The tenor soloist is José Pizarro Alonso this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Well, we begin with Giorgio Manero. Those of you who had the famous recording Golden Dance Hits of 1600, although this is earlier, remember the Scarazzura Marazzula. Manero, on the other hand, born in Parma, got involved in occult activities and was arrested by the Inquisition for participating in, quoting here, night rites. Fascinating. We go to Father Gerard, who was early 16th century, of a few songs with that name attributed. Francesco Pottavino, who flourished somewhere between 1478 and 1556 and worked originally in Padua. A few anonymous pieces, and then the much more famous Juan Ambrosio d'Alza, who was Milanese and was active there around 1508 with some of his publications. Secular music from the really early 1500s, the ensemble Capella della Torre, conducted by Katharina Boimel. Thank you.
Oh,
The Capella della Torre, conducted by Katrina Boimel, the tenors Jose Pizarro Alonso. We are in the world of the secular this week on the Holland Festival of Early Music at Utrecht. Remember, the theme for the entire summer celebration was Rome, the Eternal City. And more music coming in just a moment here on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. Rossino Mantovano flourished somewhere between 1505 and 1511. We have an anonymous tune, then one of the most famous tunes of the era, Josquin des Prez's setting of In Te Domine Speravi. And then we'll turn to Bartolomeo Tromboncino. He was born in Verona. He lived from around 1470 to 1535 or so, went to Mantua, and then began working for Lucrezia Borgia, where he got involved in wife murder. Well, you've seen the HBO specials. Now it's time for the soundtrack. The Capella della Torre, conducted by Katrina Boimel.
Sol servidor
The Capella de la Torre, conducted by Caterina Boimo with José Pizarro. Alonso tenor, we are secular music in the very, very early years of the 1500s this week on Millennium of Music. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis. I'm Robert R.B. Davis. Well, after some secular songs that are anonymous, we'll turn to more music by Francesco Pottavino, again from Padua, somewhere around 1478 to somewhere around 1556. And then the Bolognese, Filippo Azzaiolo, flourished from around 1539 to 1569. The dates for some of these people, a little complicated because much of the secular music, their lives, they travel from place to place. The manuscripts are often all we have of them, and a few rumors here and there. But this is a picture of the early 1500s, the secular world in Italy with Cappella della Torre.
Thank you. Thank you.
ensemble Capella de la Torre, conducted by Katrina Boimel. The tenors Jose Pizarro Alonso, and we are looking at the secular world of music in the early 1500s, part of the series of concerts from the Holland Festival of Early Music at Utrecht, a celebration of Rome, the Eternal City. A fabulous series from 2011. And again, very special thanks to our friends from Radio Netherlands for making these spectacular concerts available to all of us here on Millennium of Music. Our techno director is Christopher Drummond, and for Millennium of Music, this has been your producer and host. I'm Robert Aubrey Davis.